What up? Welcome home, my love. This is Coming Home with Mama T, and I'm your host, Tiara, aka Mama T. And on this podcast, we explore the journey of creating a life of our desires through mastering manifestation, maintaining a positive mindset, and living luxuriously. So, honey, yes, let us talk about gratitude. An attitude of gratitude is something that really will help you maintain a positive mindset. And I have found that creating a practice in which every morning and evening, if you can, even in the middle of the day, if you can do it three times a day, even better, where you can look at your life and just find three things that you are grateful for. And I encourage that you look for different things each time. So, you know, wake up in the morning and you're like, oh, I'm so thankful that like I woke up easily this morning without a headache or without utilizing an alarm clock. Like I got to naturally wake up this morning. That is amazing. I'm so thankful for that. I'm so thankful for, you know, how fluffy my carpet is. Like, I don't know, find funny things also to be thankful for. I think that also creates laughter, and laughter is just good medicine for the body, and it helps to like bring in endorphins and all of that good stuff. So if you can find something that like makes you feel giddy to be thankful for, that just like elevates it even more. So I think adding a gratitude practice, and it's even nicer if you can do a gratitude journal. And I believe I have one that's listed on my Amazon favorites that's like, you know, I found on Amazon, and it's like a cute little journal, and it has like things that like you can do, like a little journal in the morning and then a journal in the evening every single day. And it'll give you something to kind of like little prompts to kind of get you thinking about, what am I grateful for? What is going well in my life? And I will tell you, when we have that perspective, then we start to like train our minds to look for the things that are going well in our life, that we are thankful for in our life. And it creates this habit of like being able to have that emotional luxury. It creates a habit of looking for the good side, the bright side of things. It creates a habit of just really being thankful for our life. And when we do that, then it makes it harder for us to kind of dive down when things don't necessarily go our way. It's like, okay, well, you know, this happened, but you know what? I still have a roof over my head. And it puts things in perspective. So the little things that show up for us when we stub our toe, whatever, it falls off our back like water off a duck's back, right? Like it makes it so much easier to be like, to bounce back and have that emotional luxury to be bubbly and excited about life, because we already know life is going so well for us, right? We already know that there's such good things going on that we don't need to be looking outside of ourselves and looking for other things to be like negative about. We're not looking for, oh, well, this could happen, and we're not spiraling because we already know, or we're not spiraling down because we already know so much good stuff is going on that we're spiraling up, right? So I encourage you, what is it that, like, what are some things, put it in the comments, what are some things that you're thankful for? Are you thankful for, like, your relationships, the people around you, your friendships, your romantic partner, your dog, your cat, your snake, your whatever, your pets? Are you thankful for your job? Are you thankful for your intelligence? Are you thankful for the love in your life, the money you have in the bank account? Are you grateful that you know that more money is coming for you? Money is always flowing to you easily and effortlessly. Are you thankful for plants? There's just so many random things. I'm thankful for this really cool, like, picture. I love it. It's part of my aesthetic. I love these kind of things. I'm thankful for the opportunity to make a new friend at the bar, like whatever. Just find something that, some things, put an S on it, let's make it plural. Find some things that you are thankful for right here, right now, in this moment. So let's take a deep breath and list off three things. I encourage you to say it out loud if you're in a space that you feel comfortable to do so, but take a deep breath in, let it out, and I am holding space for you to just list off three things easily, effortlessly, really quickly that you are thankful for right here, right now, in this moment. Put a smile on, make it silly if you want to, and go. Now, how do you feel? I find it hard, so hard to be in a negative mindset. It's so hard to be upset in a way that doesn't feel good for it. Like, I feel like upset can be like positive. I feel like we do have a negative connotation to it, but like really just like having visceral, low vibrational energy when we're just happy. Like, it's literally, if you look at the emotional guidance scale, you can Google it, and there's a list of emotions, and it's ranked from like the lowest of vibrations to the highest of vibrations, the frequency, and gratitude is at the top of the list. Gratitude is next to godliness, as they say. I think the it's actually cleanliness, but you know what? I think gratitude is next to godliness. I think that makes more sense. but, you know, so it is like the highest of the frequency. It's the vibration. So it you can't be at the dual, like it, they can't work. They're opposite ends of the spectrum. It's like, you know, the same poles of a magnet trying to go together, and they reject. You can't be in gratitude and in whatever the bottom level despair at the same time. Like, it just doesn't work. So all that to say, if you really want to reprogram your mind to have like the most positive of outlooks on life and generate an energy that is constantly receiving just great things and seeing the great things in your life, gratitude, my friend. Put yourself in an attitude of gratitude. Create a gratitude practice anytime. Even like, you know, I think it's even better if we're aware that we're experiencing something that we're not excited to be going through. If we're in the middle of something that we're like not enjoying, to like stop and be like, okay, like this isn't going my way, but what's something I'm grateful for, right? And it helps to just like shake us up a little bit, shake our mind, lift our energy. And then when we come back, like, okay, like whiplash. All right, I'm grateful for this. So now I have a new perspective, and I'm better equipped to attack this situation, knowing that I've got support. I am divinely guided. I am good. I'm doing good right now, honey. Like, I'm good. There's nothing that is going to bring me down. I'm going to bring that energy, and it's going to work out. Legit. And with that, I'm going to say thank you so much for listening. I am so grateful for you to listening. And I would encourage you that if you know someone that could utilize this message, please share it out, right? Let them know that you are grateful for them, and let them know that gratitude is just another tool in their work belt to continue to live an extraordinary life. And if you want more support in living an extraordinary life, I encourage you to reach out to me. Let's talk about Mama T energy and how we can support you in living the life of your desires. All right, my friend, have a magical day. Mwah.